This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A fight over anonymous spending on Colorado's ballot initiatives could finally come to an end in 2023. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Way back in 2020, the conservative group Unite for Colorado spent $4 million on ballot measures. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office said that spending was a major purpose of the group, meaning it should have to disclose its donors. Her office fined the group $40,000. Now, the ensuing court battle over the fine is finally nearing an end as both sides wait for a judge's ruling. Jason Dunn is an attorney for Unite for Colorado.
It's a 501c4 organization, and they are entitled under the First Amendment to not disclose their donors.
Meanwhile, another complaint from the secretary's office resulted in an $80,000 fine against the same group just last month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado had 96 work-related fatalities in 2021, according to newly released government data. That's up from 78 deaths the previous year. Transportation incidents were the leading cause of those fatalities, even though they dropped from last year. Officials say that for the first time since 2016, violence and other injuries by people or animals was the second leading cause of death in workers. The first University of Colorado athlete to compete in the Olympics has died. Dave Bolin ran track in the 1948 Games in London. He finished fourth in the 400 meters. He later had a historic career in international diplomacy. He was U.S. ambassador to East Germany, the first black ambassador to serve behind the Iron Curtain. He also helped free Nelson Mandela from prison. Dave Bolin died just shy of his 99th birthday. This is CPR News and KRCC.